to survive without all those pledge drives. Just call our development director at 713-526-4000 to become a major donor today. Your donation of $5,000 or more helps keep independent arts, music, news, and views alive and kicking on the Gulf Coast. Become a KPFT major donor today. Call our development director at 713-526-4000 to join KPFT's major donor program. KPFT is indispensable, but we need you to keep our blood pumping. This is KPFT Houston, Texas.
Good evening, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to Arab Voices on Houston's Pacifica Radio. Listener-sponsored, commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM, with live streaming, podcasting, and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Today on the show, our guest will be Hani Al-Masri, Director General of Masarat, the Palestinian Center for Policy Research and Strategic Studies. He is also policy advisor at Ashabaka, Palestinian Policy Network. He has published hundreds of articles, research, and policy papers. We will speak with him about the current situation in Palestine and the never-ending Israeli occupation. We will talk about yesterday's Israeli elections and its effect on the future negotiations and on Israeli actions in occupied Palestine, if any. We will talk about the prospects for reconciliation and unity between some of the Palestinian factions, the potential collapse of the Palestinian Authority, and the options for a solution to the Palestinian crisis. We will be taking your questions live. Please make a note of the phone number. It is 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT. But first, let's start with Arab Voices Community Calendar. Dr. Hani Al-Masri, who is going to be our guest today on the show, as I just mentioned, will be speaking in Houston this coming Sunday on the topic, The Palestinian Issue, Dangers, Threats, and Strategic Options. Dr. Al-Masri will discuss the dangers and threats facing the Palestinian issue, as well as what opportunities and strategic alternatives there are to the present situation. His examination provides an in-depth analysis of future options and what needs to be done towards long-term growth and prosperity for the Palestinian people. This event, sponsored by the Palestinian American Cultural Center and the Arab American Cultural and Community Center, will be held on Sunday, March 22nd at 5:30 p.m. at the Arab American Cultural and Community Center, located on 10555 Stankliff Road. The Muslim Professional Association will hold an event titled Building Strength, The Future of Muslims in America. The keynote speaker will be Dean Abidallah, who has been on the forefront of using media and comedy to present a strong and pragmatic face of Islam in America. He has a long track record of using comedy to build bridges between Americans of different faiths. He will talk about how he sees media as the solution, not just the problem, for the current situation. In addition, Imam Wazir Ali and Sayyid Sulaiman Hassan will also be speaking at the event to address the theological perspective on violence and extremism. They will present viewpoints from major Islamic schools of thought and provide context for what has become an important national debate. This event will be held on Saturday, March 28th at 7 p.m. at the Sheraton Suites on 2400 West Loop South. For more information, visit mpahouston.com. Helping Hands for Relief and Development will hold an inspirational event with Asma Hussein to raise funds and assist women in entrepreneurship and initiatives. The event is titled Empowered Women, Empowered Nation. A trained social worker and mother, Asma Hussein's husband, Amir Qasim, was shot and killed by a sniper in Egypt in August 2013. Asma is coming to Houston to tell her story. Her talk will describe how to pick yourself up after you've suffered through difficult times and how to help Muslim sisters back up after they have endured similar trials. This event will be held on March 28th at the Norris Conference Center on 816 Town and Country Boulevard. Proceeds from this event will go towards Helping Hands Skills Development Program for women, including those in Syria or Syrian refugees in Jordan, Palestinian refugees in Jordan, local Jordanians there, and other areas. The annual Houston Palestinian Festival, organized by the Palestinian American Cultural Center, will be held on Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29. This year's theme honors Palestinian women, heritage, history, and art. There will be performances from local and international singers, musicians, and dance troupes. World-renowned Palestinian singer Dalal Amna, who will be coming here from Palestine, will be performing live at the event or at the festival. There will also be authentic Palestinian food, games, and activities for the children, Palestinian bazaar, Palestinian art exhibit, Palestinian cultural exhibit, and much more. The festival will be held again March 28th and 29th at John's Plaza on 600 Louisiana Street in downtown Houston. For more information, visit pacchouston.org. The annual Israeli Apartheid Week will be held this year at the University of Houston on March 30th through April 3rd. It is an international series of events that seeks to raise awareness about Israel's apartheid policies towards the Palestinians and to build support for the growing Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Campaign, BDS. Students for Justice in Palestine at the University of Houston will have a week full of activities at the university. And those include a mock apartheid wall and checkpoint on Monday, March 30th. On Tuesday, March 31st, there will be a Poetic Injustice, Writings on Resistance and Palestine, featuring Remy Kanazi. On Wednesday, April 1st, there will be another mock apartheid wall and checkpoint, and also film screening of When I Saw You. On Thursday, April 2nd, there will be a topic, Israel, Palestine, and the United States, the context beyond the headlines, and the speaker will be Alison Weir. She's with If Americans Knew. And on Friday, April 3rd, there will be a window into the West Bank with Mariam Barghouti. For more information, you can visit SJPUH, and that's on their Facebook. And another event coming up in April, that's the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE Houston, and it will hold its annual banquet on April 4th under the theme, Rooted in Faith, Growing Through Service. The keynote speaker will be activist Linda Sarsour. She will be coming here from New York, and the guest speaker will be CARE National Board Chair Rola Alloush. The annual banquet will be held on April 4th at 6 p.m. at the West Chase Marriott on 2900 Briar Park Drive. For more information, visit cairtexas.com. The American Lebanese Cultural Center in Houston will hold its first annual Lebanese festival next month. There will be food, festivities, enjoyable atmosphere for both adults and children, door prizes, music, folkloric dances, performances throughout the day, and more. This first Lebanese annual festival will be held on April 18th and 19th at John's Plaza on 610 Louisiana Street in downtown Houston. For more information, visit alcchouston.org. And the last event I want to mention this evening is basically, mark your calendars, the Houston Palestine Film Festival will be held this year on May 8th, 9th, 15th, 16th, and 24th. It will be held at Rice Media Center and also at the Museum of Fine Arts, Houston. And for more information about any of the events I just mentioned, or for the list of many other events scheduled in the greater Houston area, visit our website, and that's arabvoices.net. We will take a break now, and when we come back, we will speak with Hani Al-Masri, Director General of Masarat, the Palestinian Center for Policy Research and Strategic Studies. He is also Policy Advisor at Ashabaka Palestinian Policy Network, who has published hundreds of articles, research, and policy papers. We will speak with him about the current situation in occupied Palestine and the never-ending Israeli occupation. We will talk about Israel's recent election and its effects, if any, on the future negotiations or occupation of Palestine. We'll also talk about the prospects for reconciliation and unity between the different Palestinian factions, the possibility of a collapse of the Palestinian Authority, as some predict, and also get his views on the options for a solution to the Palestinian crisis. We will be taking your calls live. So if you have any questions, please call us at 713-526-5738.
والله يا مسافر شعلاني هالغيرة فلسطين بلادي حلوية ما شاء الله
يا طير يا طير يا رايح عالطير
تحميك عيوني وتسونك عين الله فلسطين بلادي حلوية ما شاء الله ميت عصافة حول عطبرية لا عدت وحيفة سلم عبحرها ما تنسى الناصري هالقلعة العربية خبر لي بيسان برجعة أهلها
يا طير يا طير يا رايح عالديري تحميك عيوني وتصونك عين الله
والله يا مسافر شعلاني هالغيرة فلسطين بلادي حلوية ما شاء الله ابنا خلها وكرمها ومرق عغز وبوس ديرامها اهلنا شامة ورجالة جبارة القدس العاصمة والاقصى عالمها ان شاء الله تجمعنا يا ربي بديار
Welcome back to Arab Voices on Houston's Pacifica Radio. Listener sponsored commercial free 90.1 FM with live streaming, podcasting, and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Joining us now live in the studios of KPFT right here in Houston is Dr. Hani Al-Masri. He is Director General of Masarat, the Palestinian Center for Policy Research and Strategic Studies. He is also policy advisor at Ashabaka Palestinian Policy Network. Dr. Al-Masri founded and was director general of the Palestinian Media Research and Studies Center, Bada'il, between 2005 and 2011. He has published hundreds of articles, research, and policy papers in Palestinian and Arab magazines and newspapers, including Al Ayam and Al Safir. He previously served as general manager of the printing and publication department at the Ministry of Information and as a member of the Committee on Government in the Commission of Dialogue held in Cairo in 2009. He is also a member of the Board of Trustees at the Yasser Arafat Foundation. And another reminder that Dr. Hani will be speaking in Houston this coming Sunday, March 22nd at 5:30 p.m. at the Arab American Cultural and Community Center on 10555 Stancliffe Road. Dr. Hani, welcome to Arab Voices.
In the beginning, let me thank you because for your invitation to let me participate in this interesting and important program. Thank you a lot.
Thank you. We appreciate your time, and we're glad that you are joining us. You've been on a tour, different cities in the United States. You are based in the occupied West Bank. You live in Ramallah now. And if I may ask you first to tell our listeners some information about your organization, Masarat.
Masarat Center is a think tank. It tried to fill a fagum about strategic thinking and about adopt alternative and options, because in the Palestinian previous experience, there's ignoring the open of the other alternative. Our leadership and our parties concentrate on one alternative. For example, in the beginning, they concentrate on military resistance about 20 years. After that, especially after signing Oslo Accord, the Palestinian leadership concentrate on negotiation. I think it is a mistake to concentrate on one options. We need to use all options. We need to mix between options. We must be ready to jump from one option to the another, because our struggle is very complicated, and our enemy, Israeli occupation, is very strong, and support from many countries, especially from United States. So we need to be able to resist this occupation and to end this occupation. So Masarat Center tried to give the Palestinian leadership and the Palestinian people a recommendation about the policies, about strategic studies to open the way to end this occupation, especially after the peace, what so called the peace process, face a dead end, and it will be, it comes as a process without peace, a process to cover what the Israeli occupation built on the ground. The Israeli occupation built settlement, built separating between the Palestinian siege against Gaza, prevent the Palestinian to walk from West Bank to Jerusalem, and for all the Israeli city. So our situation is very complicated and dangerous, and our center try to open a window for the Palestinian to change their strategic options, because we reach a failure. We can't achieve our goals. So there's a necessity to change our options. We try from a long time to put a new options with a very big number of Palestinians, because our projects not depends on Masarat employees alone. We let other academics and experts and politicians participated with us to produce documents, produce recommendations that represent the Palestinians, because we need unity. Without unity, we can't achieve our goals. So the priority for our center, how to achieve unity. It is a main goal for us. Without unity, the occupation will continue, and Israeli government can achieve its plans. Especially, we know that Israeli government put a plans to increase the number of settlers in West Bank from 700,000 settlers to 1 million settlers within 3 years. So the situation need a quick movement without any hesitation, adopt a new options, because our leadership tried in the last few years to change, but she tried small changes and use these new changes as a tactics to resume the negotiation, to improve the conditions of negotiations. We need not resume negotiation or small improve. We need a new approach.
And we want to talk a whole lot more in details about the options and the recommendations that you are proposing, and your center has published articles with them and so on. But first, let me take this opportunity and hear from you firsthand, if you will, as an eyewitness, because we talk about it a lot here on the show of what is happening in occupied Palestine, the catastrophe, the crisis, the siege on Gaza, the massacres, the ongoing issues. People think the West Bank is free from everything. They don't realize the hundreds of checkpoints, military checkpoints, and all the constant invasions of cities, and they make the livelihood of you, the Palestinians who live there, misery. Tell our listeners, please, what is it like to live under a military occupation? What is the situation there now?
Occupation, if I use simple and direct and a few words, is equal the hell. It is our life. We under occupation. We under the hell. My city Nablus and my office in Ramallah, when I planned to travel from Ramallah to Nablus, it takes me, if there's no checkpoints and no obstacles, about 45 minutes maximum. Sometimes it takes me 2 hours, 3 hours. Sometimes the settlers attacked my cars in the street and they prevented me to reach my my home, my city. Every day the settlers salute the Palestinian every day. In the last year, 2014, about 746 the settlers attacked the Palestinians. What does that mean? That mean they attack our cars, they attack our houses, they attack olive trees, they attack mosques and churches. They tried to prevent the Palestinians move from point to another. They want to let us leave this land because they think this is the Israel land. The God promised the Jews this land, and they tried all the time to get rid from the Palestinians. So if I want to travel from Ramallah to Jerusalem, I can't, because I need permission. And the Israeli government sometimes give me permission, and most times she didn't. And most of the Palestinians, they can't visit Jerusalem. Some of the Palestinians, the origin from Jerusalem, and they can't visit their city. About 15,000 from Jerusalem, they took their ID. Why? Because they lived outside their city a few years. I don't know how anybody can understand that. If you live outside your city, you can't have your ID. 15,000 Palestinians.
ID, that means they lose their Jerusalemite ID. That means they can't live there anymore.
Yes.
They forfeit their identity, basically, to that city.
Yes,
that's
yes,
what they're trying
yes.
to do.
In the last year, for another example, 15,000 settlers and extremists attack Al-Aqsa Mosque. Some of them member of Knesset, some of them ministers. So they are not represent small parties. They represent the main parties and the parties who represent in the government. So it show us that the occupation not only a word. Occupation is some country control your life in every details.
It's the highest. Details. It's the highest form of terrorism.
Yes.
That's how I describe
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes. It is a maximum of terrorism. The terrorism if from a state is more dangerous in comparison with any terrorism. Individual terrorism symbol. If we see what the Israeli occupation and Israeli, the most dangerous thing, not only occupation, because occupation only a part of colonial settler apartheid project. So it is not only occupation. Israel government and Israeli Knesset adopted in the last few years more than 20 laws to distinguish between the Jews and the Arabs inside Israel.
Discrimination.
Yes, discrimination.
And yet Israel is described yes. as the only democracy
yes,
in the Middle East.
In the last few months, the government adopted a law which titled the Law of National Jews. This law contained that this land belonged to the Jews. They ignored the existence of the Palestinians. So if they complete all the process to adopt this law, it means that they can get rid, expel the Palestinians from their lands. So the Palestinians refuse this law. Not only the Palestinians, some Jews refuse it because they think if they adopted it in the Knesset, it will let the Israeli appear in the whole world as a discrimination, as an apartheid state. So occupation is very difficult life. Not only what I mentioned, everything. If we want to buy a product, we need a permission from occupation. If we want to put prices to anything, we need a permission from the Israeli occupation. So what we get from Oslo, not a state, what we got is a self-government. The sovereignty is for Israel. And what they plan in the future, the same. We heard Netanyahu in the last few days about his refusal to a Palestinian state, about his plan to increase settlement, to continue his aggression against Palestinians. So this is occupation.
It is indeed a misery. They control the life of Palestinians, every single second of it, millions of Palestinians, day in and day out, for so many years, and that is the highest form of terrorism. You mentioned something earlier, Dr. Hani. There are currently approximately 700,000 Israeli settlers, colonizers, live on Palestinian land after Israel took that land by force, evicting Palestinians and taking over that land. And you mentioned that they plan to increase that within the next 3 years to 1 million?
Yes. This is the real number, because some sources said 600,000 or 60, 50,000, but the real number is more than 700,000 in West Bank,
including East Jerusalem. Occupied Jerusalem.
Yes. How you can build a Palestinian state while these settlers all over the West Bank, and they plan to continue, not every day. Every day there's a new fact on the ground. Mm-hmm. Every day it show the Palestinian, it send a message to the Palestinian that Israel, not this party or that party, that Israel, not one party or two party or the right parties, that the majority of the Israelis not ready for peace, against peace. They don't want to give the Palestinians the minimum of their rights. What's the minimum of the Palestinian rights? What mentioned in international law and international resolutions? Because the national rights for Palestinians, that all Palestine is for Palestinian. The Palestinian leadership accept to establish a Palestinian state on 22% of historical Palestine, but the Israeli government and the majority of the Israelian refuse that. They
and the 22% is the West Bank, the Gaza Strip,
and
East Jerusalem.
They want to divide that 22 between us and them. Not this. They want to let us under their sovereignty after we establish our state. How? They said if there is in the future a Palestinian state, the Israeli army can, anytime he want, enter a Palestinian state to follow any danger that he think that in any place in this state. It is not a state. It is something called a state, but nothing from the conditions of a state. So we must be ready to open other options, like a one-state solution, because Israeli governments, not only the last one, all Israeli governments from signing Oslo Accord till now continue the same policy on the ground. Some of them speak good sentences about there is a Palestinian partner, about they want peace, but all of them implemented the same policy. But the difference on between the difference between the Likud and Labour, not about what happened on the ground.
So I take it then from this that yesterday's election in Israel meant really nothing to the Palestinians. It didn't matter who was going to win. It didn't matter whether Netanyahu won. It doesn't matter if Herzog wins. It just doesn't matter whatsoever who is in charge of the Israeli government. It's the actions on the ground that matters.
Yes, in my opinion, no big differences between Likud and the right parties and labor parties and the other parties, so-called party for peace. Because if we see the program which adopted from Zionist camp, which leads from Herzog and Livni, they adopt that we know about the Israeli from a long time, such as they refused to withdraw the Israeli forces to 1967 borders. They refused to divide East Jerusalem. They want Jerusalem as a capital for Israel forever. They refused any return for single refugee. Livni said this sentence, is not me. She said, I refuse to retain single. Ehud Olmert, when she was foreign minister in his government, want to let about 10,000 to 20,000 to return back to to Israel, but not as a right of return, as to give the world a message that Israel ready to solve the refugee problem. In that time and till now, Tzipi Livni said she refused to any return for any Palestinians. So the Zionist camp adopt what they called Israel as a Jewish state. But the difference between what they adopted and what Netanyahu want, Netanyahu want to adopt a law in Knesset. But they said, we don't need a law. Israel is a Jewish state without a law. So it is not a big difference. Yani, so because of that, we need to change any policy bit on the Israeli interior competition or the differences between right and left. There's no serious and real alternative to the right. Because of that, the Israeli voters voted to original right. Because when they went yesterday to vote, they saw that no big differences. So why I choose a fake one? I choose an original one. So because of that, the Israeli results gave a strong message to the Palestinians and to the Arabs and to all over the world that if you are waiting for a change inside Israel, you will wait forever, or you wait for Godot.
So what Godot. Do you think the Palestinians should do now? So Netanyahu seems he's been reelected, they're going to form a government, but he said it bluntly to the world, although his actions speak louder than words, and his actions is expand the settlements, always the colonies on Palestinian land, waste time, there will never be peace, regardless of what they talk and deal and visit Washington how many times. But he said it bluntly this time, there will never be a Palestinian state under my watch. And so what is the Palestinian government going to do, or how is it going to deal with that, especially at a time when the division amongst Palestinians, especially Fatah and Hamas and so on, continues to be very high?
Let me say to you, in the last Israeli aggression against Gaza, 95% of the Israelis support the aggression. And when the government decided to stop the war, the majority of the Israelis refused. They want the government to continue. It shows us that the Israeli community against peace, because they got benefits and advantages from Israeli colonial settler apartheid occupation project. So what we must do, what the Palestinian leadership can do, I distinguish between what we should do and what the Palestinian leadership do. The Palestinian leadership maybe have only reaction because they are waiting for American administration to put pressure on Israeli government.
Well, they're going to have to wait forever.
And they wait. In the past, they waiting for the Israeli election. And they are waiting for the American administration. For more than 30 years, we are waiting for Israeli election and for American election. No, we can't continue this policy. In my opinion, we need to change this policy. We must bend on ourselves, in our friends, in our supporters all over the world, because the Palestinian cause is a just cause. It is can have support all over the world. because if we look on the history, we can see many from United States, from Europe, from all over the world, against Israeli colonial, settler, and apartheid and occupation. And we need to be patient. Slowly, slowly, the public opinion will force the government to change the policies which support the Israeli occupation and Israeli aggression against the Palestinian. But how we can reach this point? We can reach this point if we change the balance of power, if we collect our power, and if we let the occupation cost for Israel, not seven-star occupation. Israeli have many benefits from occupation because the international community paid for the occupation and the Israelis benefits and advantages from this occupation. We need to change this formula. How we can do that? First thing, we need to unite the Palestinian again. The priority of the Palestinian to unite again. The split put the Palestinian under a very bad situation because our efforts, our struggle against each other. We need to concentrate on unity. You can ask me how we can reach that. We can put pressure from popular Palestinian against Fatah and Hamas and against leadership to force them to unity because we are under occupation. Occupation against all the Palestinians. Occupation don't distinguish between Fatah and Hamas. Don't distinguish between moderate and extremist. If we concentrate on that, we can reach unity. Because now pressure increase every day more than before. Because Fatah alone can't lead the Palestinians and Hamas alone can't lead the Palestinians. Not only that, the strategy adopted from Fatah failed and the strategy adopted from Hamas failed. We need a new strategy. A new strategy which concentrate on change of power. A balance of power. This is the main thing. If we can change the balance of power, after that, by popular resistance, by boycott Israel in all fields, academic boycott, economic boycott, culture boycott, politics boycott, and this boycott Israel very effective. In many fields, in boycott Israel, let Israel pay millions, billions, billions dollars in the last few years. If we concentrate on this strategy, we can increase Israeli losses from occupation and from we can continue. Our joining to ICC and other international institutions.
And I want to talk more about that and other options. And I've heard some Palestinian officials today in reaction to Netanyahu again saying that that said they are going to the International Criminal Court to file charges and so on, which I think they should have done many, 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 many years ago when the massacre started against the Palestinians. But anyway, I want to remind the listeners of the phone number in case somebody has any questions for our guest. That number is 713-526-5738. Our guest this evening on Arab Voices is Dr. Hani Al-Masri, Director General of Masarat, the Palestinian Center for Policy Research and Strategic Studies. He is also policy advisor at Ashabaka Palestinian Policy Network. 713-526-5738 is that phone number. I was reading an article that was published by Ali Abu Nama co-founder of the Electronic Intifada, whom we've had on this show many times, his reaction to Netanyahu's election. But I just want to read something, because when you were talking about the different groups within Israel, it didn't matter what they are. I liked one sentence that he wrote. This is Ali Abu Na'ma in his article, which you can find on electronicintifada.net. He said, in short, Netanyahu's re-election is like the nutrition facts label on a box of junk food. It tells you about the toxic ingredients inside. I thought that was that sums it all regarding the politicians.
I said in Brown University 10 days ago that the difference between Netanyahu and Herzog like a difference between Pepsi Cola and Coca-Cola. There is no real difference, because they adopted the same program, but in different shapes.
What do you think will really make... I mean, I know you talked that there has to be pressure from the Palestinian people themselves on Fatah, on Hamas, to really have a true unity and reconciliation and be one, if you will, when it comes to all what's happening in Palestine, especially to stand up to Israel and so on. What else will it take? Do you think there are some external forces, different governments, outsiders, that try to pressure that try to make that division last longer and so on?
Yes. We must notice that Israel want a split between the Palestinians to continue. And Israel not a small player. Israel a main player, because it is occupied Palestine. So it can prevent election. It can't arrest legitimacy members. Till now there are 16 legitimacy members in jail. So Israel tried all
from
that.
From the Palestinian legislation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Till now. Before a few years, there's 44 members of Legitimacy Council in jail. It showed us that Israel a strong player. We can't deal with our situation as we are independent state. We need to take these conditions in our consideration. It is very important. Shimon Peres said after the split between the Palestinians that the split between the Palestinians equal establish Israel and the 1967 war, which Israel defeated Syria and Egypt and Jordan in 6 days. So it show us what the split mean.
A victory to Israel.
A big victory. So how we can solve it? Our center organized a program called National Dialogue, which means that we organize workshop in all the Palestinian communities in West Bank, inside Israel, in Gaza, in Jordan, in Lebanon, in England, in United States, all the Palestinian communities to discuss the Palestinian situation and to hear from the Palestinians what their recommendation to solve the problems, to solve the split. And after that, we hope that will lead us to organize a popular conference, all the parties and all the activists represented in this conference, to let a pressure against Fatah and Hamas and against leadership more stronger, and force them to end the split and to unite it again. And some of us ask for administration become bigger and bigger and bigger till we achieve our goals, because without unity we can't achieve anything. It is not only one option. It is not option. Yeah. It is a necessity. So it is. There's other players, but now their influence less than before, like Egypt, Iran, Jordan, because Syria, because they are involved in interior issue.
Yeah.
So we have an opportunity if we have a will.
Now, let me ask you this. We only have about 2 minutes left for the show. You talked about also what can be done, what are the options for the Palestinians to face this Israeli, this crisis of the ongoing Israeli occupation of unity, popular resistance. You talked a lot about BDS, the boycott, divestment, sanctions. That's gaining popularity in many countries, in the U.S., in Europe, and so on. When it comes to a permanent solution, do you subscribe to the school of thought that it's a two-state solution or a one-state solution? Not because of what Netanyahu said yesterday, but as a Palestinian who lived there. You think it's a one-state solution that's the ultimately the permanent solution for this crisis?
What happened on the ground and the continuous happening, that Israeli killed two-state solution. But we don't want to bury two-state solution. We want Israeli to bury it. But what happened, there is no two-state solution. So we want to open another alternative, one-state solution in addition to defeat and dismantle colonial settler apartheid system. We don't want one-state solution under apartheid, under discrimination. So we must mix between a struggle against occupation and to achieve human rights and equality. In the same time, we need to defeat colonial settler project. It is very important to know this facts very well.
Well, I have so many other questions. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but the good thing is that Dr. Hani El-Masri will stay in Houston, and he's going to have an event, as a matter of fact, at the Arab American Cultural and Community Center. So you can come and meet him, listen to him talk more, and you can ask him questions also. This event, sponsored by the Palestinian American Cultural Center right here in Houston, will be held on Sunday, March 22nd at 5:30 p.m. at the ACC, the Arab American Cultural and Community Center. I have more details about this event on our website, arabvoices.net, so you can come there and listen to him talk more and even ask a question. So the only time I have left is to thank our guest this evening, Dr. Hani El-Masri, Director General of Masarat, the Palestinian Center for Policy Research and Strategic Studies, and also Policy Advisor at Ashabaka Palestinian Policy Network. Thank you, Dr. Hani, so much. We greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you, Saeed, for this opportunity, and I hope we can meet each other in a different situation.
Inshallah. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. And that does it for the show today. Thanks for listening, and many thanks to Shiri and Dima for their assistance tonight. Technology Bites is coming up next. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Until we meet next Wednesday, peace on earth.
On Saturday, April 4th, there will be a comedy roast and toast and gala honoring Ray Hill, Mayor Anise Parker, Sheriff Adrian Garcia, and a host of luminaries will share this great evening. This event includes a VIP reception, a silent auction, and a viewing of the documentary film, The Trouble with Ray. The roast and gala happens on Saturday, April 4th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the University of Houston Hilton, 4800 Calhoun, on the campus of the U of H. For more information and to reserve a table, please visit kpft.org. This is 90.1 FM, KPFT, Houston.
Make your gift to KPFT go twice as far. Many employers sponsor corporate matching gift programs that will match any charitable contribution made by their employees. To increase the value of your gift, contact your human resources office to see if your company has a matching gift program and obtain the appropriate form. Follow the instructions on the form and mail it to KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. We'll verify your gift and notify your company. Your employer may also match your volunteer time. Ask your human resources office for eligibility requirements. Participating in your company's matching gift program is a simple yet powerful way to increase your support of KPFT without any additional cost to you. Don't delay. Get your company to match your gift to KPFT today. You are listening to Commercial Free. Listeners